Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Fancy Brian, you can see I was caught like mid-stutter. Like, should I?
Hate to interrupt. You got scorpions in your pants. It's fine.
I know, man. I hate to interrupt the Rocky like a hurricane. I didn't know where a good point to should I wait for the lyrics. Do I jump in mid-chorus? What do you do? What do you do? Yeah,
pretty much it's awesome either way.
Tough choices. I got to admit, I was never a huge Scorpions fan. But if I was, you know, this is one of the few. Let me throw some headlines out there for the people. It's not just me not talking. It's me also talking. So here's a breaking story. Last couple hours since we've been on the air. Election officials here in the great state of Wisconsin debunk claims of widespread fraud in 2020 election. And then a Republican takes aim at the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Foss. So let's do share. This reporting from Mitchell Schmidt over at the Wisconsin State Journal. State elections officials today push back against the unverified, fantastical claims of widespread election fraud in Wisconsin's 2020 election at an informational hearing with the GOP-led committee that has provided a forum for many of the allegations. Conspiracies. Claims of sweeping election fraud have persisted since the 2020 election, due in part to former President Trump's baseless assertions that the election was stolen. Baseless, my ass! Give me all your Dominion voting machines. A little bit more. The ongoing debate over Wisconsin's election has fomented a rift among legislative Republicans. Now, we've talked a lot about the committee chairwoman. She's Rep. Janelle Branch, and
She's a cyber ninja.
She's a something. Who has called for a full forensic audit of the state's 2020 election. And she also called out Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, you know, her caucus boss, if you will, Boss Voss, for referring several election-related bills to the Assembly State Affairs Committee, legislation that would traditionally be taken up by her committee. It's almost like they've got a lack of trust. Now, the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator from the great state of Wisconsin, Megan Wolf, and Technology Director Robert Kehoe provided more than 2 hours of testimony before the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, you know, the one that Branchin chairs. The commission officials tried to answer ongoing dumb questions regarding Wisconsin's statewide voter registration database, WisVote, while also addressing dumb, unfounded claims of fraud, including those made last week before the committee. And we talked about this briefly, Brian. The prior invited guest of honor was a convicted fraudster, had served 7 years in a federal pen, had $1.7 million in unpaid restitution, and was the only invited guest. So anyways,
this person is an expert witness. Great.
The only witness, as the case may be. The witness was Peter Berninger, who was convicted in Mississippi federal court in 2009 for making fraudulent claims to investors in his business. Huh. He can't do that? Because I
seems
hear
to be
Trump's
a thing
been
going
doing
on
that. Here is what Kehoe, again, he's the technologies officer, said. A lot of concerns about the November 2020 presidential election are based on assumptions that lack a full understanding of the election policies, laws, and technologies.
Huh.
Looking at you, Gableman. Other concerns expressed to this committee have alleged startling claims of fraud without providing adequate evidence.
They never do.
It's not even that they haven't provided adequate evidence. It's that they provided no evidence.
None.
Recounts and court decisions affirmed that President Joe Biden defeated Trump in Wisconsin by almost 21,000 votes. Among the evidence Berninger cited last week was his inability to find a registered voter named Ambrose Adventure, spelled with two A's, suggesting the name may have been a fake.
Uh-huh.
But Adventure, two A's, formerly known as Corey Wuerl, is a real person who changed his name in June of 2020.
Huh.
Kehoe said,
it's almost like you could have looked that up.
Well, Kehoe makes that point. Let me read from his quote.
Please.
In the end, it took me a few minutes on a public website to solve the case of Mr. 2A's adventure. That's what due diligence looks like. No supercomputer required. Now back to Tales of Berninger. Berninger was one of several individuals invited by the committee to provide testimony over the last several months, including Eric Cardall. Now, I've met and interviewed Eric Cardall. He's a Republican attorney for the conservative Thomas More Society, who has challenged the use of private grant funding provided to cities to help administer the 2020 election. Now, I would point out that's the Zuckerberg money, the ill-gotten Zuckerberg money, so you know he could buy all the Democratic votes.
Yeah.
A big story at the top of the Washington Post at this moment. The elections officials, you know, and we just had an election in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. They're running out of cash. They're running out of money to actually administer the elections as the federal pandemic money, you know, exhausts, gets spent, and they got more elections on the calendar. Well, Cardall is one of the, you know, can't be Zuckerberg's money. might as well be Soros's money.
It's almost like it's designed to not work.
So anyways, Cardall sued over and challenged the use of private grant funding provided to cities to help administer the 2020 election. And then there's former corrupted state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Oh, my favorite.
A Republican who was hired by the legislature to conduct a GOP-ordered review of the election. Again, it's a very partisan exercise if you're not paying attention. And Doug Frank, an Ohio scientist, who made baseless claims that Wisconsin elections likely was stolen.
Likely?
Likely.
Okay. Well.
No evidence, perhaps, off. What's evidence? Don't need evidence in committee hearings, not when Chanel Branchin's the chair.
Well, when you're listening to a five-year-old tell a story, that's one thing. But, you know, these are people that are supposedly, you know, elected officials. So you'd hope maybe hope for a little bit more. I'm just saying.
Well, the committee, you know, they're trying to get to the truth. They last invited commission staff, again, Wisconsin Elections Commission staff, to testify about a year ago in March of 2021. Wolf said the commission has seen questions and complaints related to the election skyrocket since the 2020 vote, creating challenges for the agency's limited staff. Rep. Ron Tussler, Republican from Harrison, took issues with calling claims of fraud sensational and fantastical and called on the commission to make more of an effort to proactively respond to such questions, something commission officials said they already do. Each one of these allegations, for the most part, would be pretty terrible if they were true, Tussler said. Folks that have these concerns, they don't strike me as poorly intended. No, just poorly educated.
One of the two.
But I think a lot of times they need information they don't have, and we rely on the WEC to provide that. Because Google is very challenging for our electorate. Kehoe also pointed to Berninger's claim that more than 300 people registered to vote at an address that no longer exists, noting that address in question belongs to a UW Parkside apartment complex on a street that has since been renamed. Man, this guy's a real Sherlock Holmes, isn't he? Couldn't find an apartment. Have you heard of Google Maps? In another instance, Berninger cited hundreds of registered voters at 437 North Francis Street, one of the largest apartment complexes in Madison, where I'm broadcasting from right now.
Crazy how there's people that voted in there.
Some people, according to Kehoe, are using these voters to support their claim that tens of thousands of fake voters were created to cast ballots in the 2020 general election. Again, that's a shocking and frightening claim. Still without a single example. Still with no evidence, in other words, right?
That's good, right?
So you keep making these allegations, but no one actually ever shows up with the receipts. Except Mike Lindell. I'm sure he's got some pillow receipts from Canada. And a girlfriend in the Niagara Falls region.
I'm sure you can just make up it wherever the pillows are going. You can just make up numbers. It's fine.
State Republicans have continued to question the results of the 2020 election. Yes, they have, despite multiple lawsuits and recounts and reviews affirming there was no widespread fraud. And following pressure from Trump, Voss hired corrupted state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman.
How's that going?
$700,000 to review the 2020 election. Voss has said the GOP ordered review could be completed in a matter of weeks or months or maybe years. You never know. There are known knowns and unknown knowns. They were supposed to have it done in October, and we're in February, sir. Despite that, others in the legislature, including the aforementioned Branchin and the new gubernatorial candidate, Tim Ramjam Rantham, they have pressed for a full forensic audit of the election. Where are those cyber ninjas up to? Those guys busy? Because we need them. Both Ramjam Rantham, who is running for governor based largely on his claims of widespread fraud, and Branchin spoke at a rally at the Capitol Tuesday to seeking to take back the state's 10 electoral college votes already certified for Biden. I really, you know, let's give them back. Biden didn't need our 10 votes, ultimately. Let's give them back. Let's see this play out in real time.
Sure.
Nonpartisan legislative attorneys have said such a maneuver is impossible. Rally goers held signs that read, "Toss Voss," during the demonstration, signifying the protesters' criticism of the longtime Republican leader. That also brings me a little glee. The following day, Branchin and Voss had referred several election-related bills meant for her committee to the Assembly Committee on State Affairs. So they kind of did an end-around. In a statement, Branchin took aim at Voss and Republican Senator Kathy Bernier, who chairs the state's election Senate Election Committee, you know, the more credible, less conspiratorial committee.
How dare you be reasonable?
For severely downplaying the significance of voter fraud that the Elections Committee, the special counsel, and numerous independent groups have uncovered.
Which, where is it? Show me.
I know. Let's see the receipts. Where's the evidence? To take away the Assembly Committee on Campaign and Elections' ability to provide the level of scrutiny that these bills require the citizens of Wisconsin to serve is unconscionable and irresponsible. She's nearly multisyllabic there.
Oh.
My question is simple. What are Robin Voss and Kathy Bernier afraid of?
Hiding or afraid of? Okay, that's right. That's
what
right.
Are they afraid of?
Or what are they? It's always what are they hiding or what are they afraid of?
Branchin's spokesperson, Bill Savage, said the office did not receive any communication from Voss before the bills were referred. So he didn't tell him he was sticking it to him. He thought he'd let him learn it in the paper, right? The proposed, that's the nicest way to let someone learn about something. The proposed legislation pertains to the state's voter registration database, absentee ballot applications, indefinitely confined voter status, and election fraud, among other made-up and BS matters. In an email responding to Branchin's criticism, Voss described the State Affairs Committee as the legislature's most versatile, flexible committee, handling a myriad of issues in a fairly timely manner. Voss also pushed back against Branchin's claim the referral was done to kneecap her committee.
Uh-huh.
There is no kneecapping happening to Rep. Branchin's committee, he said, adding that the plan is to bring the bills before the full assembly for a vote next week. What about on Ramjam's proposal? You know, to overturn the Electoral College count.
Look, if you're a person who believes that there's actual voter fraud or actual things that have gone wrong, wouldn't you want to see evidence and then shove it in our stupid liberal faces, huh? But of course, there's none, and you can't, and that's the problem.
Well, you still got Benghazi and Hillary's emails to whine about.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen either. I mean, it happened, but it didn't happen.
Well, it sounds bad when you say it over and over again without any supported evidence or receipts or evidence.
If you do it three in a row.
No evidence?
Evidence, evidence, evidence. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. I give you the phone number three times, but I can't remember it that well. 844-96-PARTY, the short version. Dial it up. More Devils on the other side.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.
But I pity the fool.